Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. I saw a note in some of the UK Ag Communications news items about Adair County farmers with our warm spring being way ahead in wheat harvest for silage. I checked in with local extension agent Nick Roy about the situation.
We're moving about 3 weeks ahead of schedule on our wheat forage crops. In Adair County, we have about 55 dairies, and wheat is a major forage crop for our dairies.
Ever mindful of creating farm city understanding, I asked Nick to explain further about how this wheat would not end up in cookies or cakes, but in cows.
Wheat is harvested for forage. Now, this harvest takes place before the crop reaches maturity in order to provide maximum quality as a feedstuff for animals. The wheat is harvested and then stored in a silo or a bunker or a bag to allow it to ferment and make a good feed for lactating dairy animals.
Also ever mindful of the dangers of a late freeze so far, Nick Roy says the early season warm weather is working out.
The early harvest could end up being a positive thing for dairy farmers. Generally, wheat is not harvested until about the first week of May, putting corn silage planting on into mid-May. This year, dairy farmers are going to be allowed to plant their corn crop much earlier, which may in turn provide greater yields for a corn silage crop.
We'll have more on the mild March and April in a minute. We'll be right back.
Congratulations! You're going to receive $1 million.
Ah, but why me?
Because you got your college degree.
No, I just went to high school.
Whoops. Wrong house, everyone.
Wait!
Wrong one.
Wait.
During their working lives, college graduates typically earn $1 million more than high school graduates. Don't let that money pass you by. Advance your career by visiting knowhowtogoky.org so you can claim your million.
Yay!
That's knowhowtogoky.org, part of the unbridled spirit of Kentucky.
We're back today talking about the Adair County wheat for silage harvest and as much about the mild winter and spring that have led to that and other generally positive outcomes in agriculture. Adair County Extension Agent Nick Roy had checked out some of the UK meteorological data for their area, which probably won't surprise you.
This March has been the warmest season we've seen, according to Kentucky records, for at least 115 years, because we only have records dating back that far.
So locally, he says, most farmers have been able to get that wheat for silage harvest done in a timely fashion, leading to peak nutritional value for their animals. And so far, this warmer than average spring looks like it's setting up for a good growing year.
This spring's warm weather has definitely had its benefits. If we can dodge a late frost and receive ample rainfall this summer, it could be the beginning of a good year.
And for Adair and farmers across the state, we'll keep our fingers crossed. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.